Reports are a powerful tool to support daily business activities. They are the easiest way to let you know quickly which products are top sellers, which marketing campaigns are the most successful, or just track the number of leads monthly generated. Yet, building them is not always as simple as it looks at first sight. Fortunately, Salesforce provides you an easy-to-use and good-looking interface so that you can build key reports in a matter of minutes. So, first, you need to understand what is the goal of the report you wish to build. The best way to do this is by putting yourself in the end user's shoes and find how reports will bring them value. Secondly, make sure you eliminate all the trash of your data so that the report gives you back the most accurate information. Check whether you have all relevant information, otherwise consider adding some custom fields in your organization. The key is to perceive and focus on what you want to measure. You may also be interested in determining the security and access of the report. Think carefully about user permissions. We recommend you give complete access to users that have more experience managing reports on Salesforce and allow red access to everyone else. We do advise you to establish a folder management approach. You can segment folders in several ways, depending on the types of reports you are creating, and even attribute access to view or edit at an individual folder level. A widely used approach is to organize folders by department. Just associate the right reports to the right department and attribute the right permissions to their respective teams. Oh, and check twice to confirm you haven't saved any on your personal folders, otherwise, no one will be able to view them. Thirdly and most exciting, it's now time for you to build the reports. Salesforce already offers standard reports across standard and custom objects. If when checking the available report types, none of them suits you, consider creating a custom report type. Anyways, here you go, the four types of reports you might choose from. 1. Tabular reports. Return the data in a simple list view format. 2. Summary reports. Return the data within subtotals or other summary levels. With these reports, you can apply the average, sum and count functions to your data. You can even show maximum or minimum values. 3. Matrix reports. These are ideal to display the data against vertical and horizontal criteria, for instance, to display the total number of opportunities closed by each sales rep per year, by month. And, 4. Joined reports. Imagine you want to get a simultaneous view on a single report of opportunities, cases, and accounts. Joined reports are the perfect solution, as they allow you to analyze data across multiple report types. As long as the objects you want to include share common fields among each other, it is possible to group data across blocks and even apply independent filters to each block. But there's more to Salesforce reports. There are other interesting features you might not yet be aware of, such as cross filters and filter logic, which let you define how and when your filters are applied to the report. There are also custom summary formulas, which are of great use if you wish to return complex data from your summary fields. You can also use bucket fields, which allow you to quickly categorize and group your report records without having to create any additional fields. And, finally, use report charts. These give your team a way to visualize the data and add a chart to the top of your report. Finally, let's kill two birds with one stone. By scheduling your reports, you'll get the latest data without always having to run the report. Let's see how scheduling reports work in practical terms. Imagine you have a morning meeting every Friday to review your marketing campaigns. In this meeting, you also look at the opportunities closed each month. Subscribe the reports you wish and set them to refresh every Friday morning or at the end of each month. Choose what best suits your business. As you want to involve your team in these activities, do not forget to subscribe them too. The reports will arrive in your mailboxes as fresh as new by the time you need the most up-to-date data. This way you'll maintain your team engaged and on the same track.